Art isn't usually that noisy. Neither are libraries, for that matter, but once it's in place, the newly installed artwork will be quiet, albeit full of movement, both real and implied. The name of the piece, A Trip to the Library, is a play on words. It portrays a young man who's stumbled on his way out.
He has found so many books in this library that he wants to read that he has amassed this huge stack of books. And as he leaves, they are just flying through the air. We're going to be installing a number of mobiles, and I call this one the Stabile, a mobile that doesn't move. So there's a number of moving parts, and so there will be a number of elements coming around here and making a swirl.
Zerbitz and Stage knew they wanted a young man for the main sculpture. Zerbitz says she loves the Guys Read campaign that encourages reading among boys. The sculpture was modeled after a real person who agreed to endure, well, here's Zerbitz again to explain the process.
We used Andy Pankow for the head cast. He was he was incredible. He had rubber, I don't know how many pounds, like about 5 or 6 pounds of rubber and plaster on his head for 2 to 3 hours. And he was pretty amazing. I don't think very many people could do that.
Stage then sculpted the resin head cast so it doesn't really look like the model anymore. Stage, who was reluctant but not completely opposed to talking on the record, also created the metal frame skeleton for the piece, which isn't as heavy as it looks.
It's under a ton. It's all wire frame. It should probably weigh maybe 70 pounds.
We can lift him, but he's just awkward.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
His balance points are really crazy.
Yeah. So he's all hollow inside.
The main steel rod goes from the sculpture's foot to wrist, and those two points are bolted to either side of the library's main glassed-in entrance area. They built a replica of that entrance in Zerbitz's driveway to plan the piece out and make sure they had the dimensions right. The idea for the installation came out of a brainstorming session.
We were sort of going through the ubiquitous, you know, fish and birds, and, you know, we'd already done that. And we just wanted to do something really different. And Rich is always full of puns. He is amazing at putting together very witty words and ideas.
Zerbitz and Stage have collaborated before. One of those projects is an installation piece at Fawn Mountain Elementary School. That involves all kinds of flying creatures bursting out of pillars in the school's main corridor. That piece also had a lot of parts and required some interesting engineering to install.
We like it complicated. Actually, we don't really like it complicated. We just specialize in complicated.
Other art pieces already installed at the library include metal sculptures by the salvage divas Rhonda Green and Anne Fitzgerald, depicting Alaska's wildlife, and a colorful, whimsical fabric tree in the children's section. The tree was created by Anne Carlson, Sherry Henriksen, Jackie Kaiser, and Deb Turnbull. Another piece still to be installed is a carved Northwest Coast-style medallion by master carver Nathan Jackson. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.